Ali Silver, The Case of the Perfect Maid by Agatha Christie.
Oh, if you please, madam, could I speak to you a moment?
It might be thought that this request was in the nature of an absurdity, since Edna, Miss Marple's little maid, was actually speaking to her mistress at the moment. Recognizing the idiom, however, Miss Marple said promptly,
Certainly, Edna. Come in and shut the door. What is it?
Obediently shutting the door, Edna advanced into the room, pleated the corner of her apron between her fingers, and swallowed once or twice.
Yes, Edna,
said Miss Marple encouragingly.
Oh, please, Mom, it's my cousin Gladdy. You see, she's lost her place. Dear me, I am sorry to hear that. She was at Old Hall, wasn't she? With the Mrs. Skinner. Yes, Mom, that's right, Mom. And Gladys very upset about it, very upset indeed. Gladys has changed places rather often before, though, hasn't she? Oh, yes, Mom. She's always one for a change, Gladys is. She never seems to get really settled, if you know what I mean. But she's always been the one to give the notice, you see.
And this time it's the other way around, asked Miss Marple dryly.
Yes, Mom, and it's upset Gladys something awful.
Miss Marple looked slightly surprised. Her recollection of Gladys, who had occasionally come to drink tea in the kitchen on her days out, was a stout, giggling girl of unshakably equable temperament. Edna went on.
You see, Mum, it's the way it happened, the way Miss Skinner looked.
How? Inquired Miss Marple patiently. Did Miss Skinner look?
This time Edna got well away with her news bulletin.